Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a city of galaxies, a massive collection of stars and planets shining bright in the vast expanse of space, and now, an Indian astrophysicist has led a team to discover and name a 12.6-billion-year-old protocluster of galaxies, which is being hailed as a significant breakthrough in the field of cosmology. What makes this significant is that the naming of this protocluster, called the Loktak protocluster, bridges cutting-edge cosmology with India's northeast, showcasing the growing role of the Indian diaspora in global astronomy. The discoverer, Dr. Ronaldo Lashram, is an astrophysicist at the National Astronomical Observatory of Japan, originally from Khangabok, Thoibal District, Manipur. The name Loktak protocluster honors Manipur's iconic Loktak Lake because the four connected galaxy concentrations resemble the lake's floating fumdis. First, let's understand what a protocluster is. It is the earliest assembly stage of what will become a mature galaxy cluster, essentially a city of galaxies. Galaxy clusters typically host 100 to 1000 galaxies and are the largest gravitationally bound structures in the universe. Protoclusters offer a rare window into how the cosmic web and large-scale structure formed in the early universe. Now, let us turn to the telescope that made this discovery possible. The Subaru Telescope, located in Hawaii, is a part of the National Astronomical Observatory of Japan, which is headquartered in Mitka, Tokyo, and was founded in 1988. The Subaru Telescope, with its 8.2-meter diameter, is a powerful tool for observing the universe, and it was used to make the observations that led to the discovery of the Loktak protocluster. Crucially, the Loktak Lake, which inspired the name of the protocluster, is the cultural and ecological heart of Manipur, and its unique feature of floating fumdis is mirrored in the four-island morphology of the protocluster. The lake is not just a natural wonder but also home to the endangered Sangi deer, also known as the dancing deer, due to its unique movement on the fumdis. It is worth pausing here to note that the Indian diaspora has made significant contributions to global science, with notable examples including C.V. Raman, who won the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1930, S. Chandrasekhar, who won the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1983, Hargobind Khorana, who won the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine in 1968, and Venkatraman Ramakrishnan, who won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 2009. Modern astronauts of Indian origin, such as Sunita Williams and Rajachari, have also made their mark in space exploration. Now, let us look at the way forward. Deepening the collaboration between India and the National Astronomical Observatory of Japan, especially through the TMT Consortium and Subaru Observing Time, can lead to more groundbreaking discoveries. Leveraging Indian origin researchers for capacity building in domestic astronomy is also crucial. Moreover, protecting Loktak Lake under the Ramsar Framework and the Manipur Loktak Lake Protection Act, 2006, is essential for preserving the unique ecosystem of the lake. And here is something that surprises many students: the Sangi deer, which is endemic to Kabul Lamjau, is not just a symbol of Manipur but also a testament to the delicate balance of the ecosystem. With only around 260 individuals remaining, according to the 2016 census, conservation efforts are necessary to protect this endangered species. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Loktak protocluster is approximately 12.6 billion years old. The discoverer, Dr. Ronaldo Lashram, is an astrophysicist at the National Astronomical Observatory of Japan, originally from Khangabok, Thoibal, Manipur. The telescope used for the discovery is the Subaru Telescope, located in Mauna Kea, Hawaii, with a diameter of 8.2 meters. The universe is estimated to be around 13.8 billion years old. The National Astronomical Observatory of Japan was established in 1988 and is headquartered in Mitka, Tokyo. Loktak Lake is the largest freshwater lake in northeast India, covering an area of approximately 287 square kilometers, and it has been a Ramsar site since 23rd March 1990. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers achievements of Indians in science and technology, space, and astronomy. It is also relevant to GS Paper 1, which covers the geography of Northeast India, wetlands, and unique ecosystems. For prelims, remember that Loktak Lake is a Ramsar site, Kabul Lamjau is a national park, and the Sangi deer is an endangered species. For mains, the role of the Indian scientific diaspora and the conservation of unique freshwater ecosystems are important topics to consider. In conclusion, the discovery of the Loktak protocluster is a significant milestone in the field of cosmology, and it highlights the importance of international collaboration and the role of the Indian diaspora in advancing scientific knowledge. As we continue to explore the universe and push the boundaries of human understanding, it is essential to remember the delicate balance of our ecosystem and the need to preserve our natural wonders for future generations. The Loktak protocluster and Loktak Lake serve as a reminder of the beauty and complexity of the universe and the importance of protecting our planet's unique ecosystems.